Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday Night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The DEA administrator believes social media companies need to do more to fight drug trafficking, as Ann Milgram was discussing the severity of the opioid crisis, saying drug cartels are using social media platforms to get deadly drugs into Americans' hands with one click. She said on CBS's Face the Nation, companies like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook should go after such illegal activity. She also encouraged parents to have conversations with their children about the dangers of drugs like fentanyl. With his son Charlie by his side, Tiger Woods making a quietly strong comeback to competitive golf. The pair finishing second in the PNC Championship in Florida over the weekend. The event, which partnered champions with family members, was won by John Daly and his son. But it was Tiger Woods' first event since he was seriously injured in a car wreck near Los Angeles last February. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Republicans say Democrats are ignoring the nonpartisan agency that they used to champion as they try to pass that Build Back Better plan. An update from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The White House and President Joe Biden have turned on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office when it exposed the cost of the Build Back Better Act, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling its latest scoring fake. But Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said on Newsmax, the only thing fake is the White House. Psaki and Democrats lying to the American people about the zero cost of their progressive spending plan.
How can you say it is completely paid for when the CBO score is $3 trillion different?
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that's what they want. And so they're hoping that the people who hear on their stations hear what they hear, and the people that are on conservative stations then know the truth.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Elizabeth Warren has tested positive for COVID-19, the Democratic U.S. Senator making the announcement by Twitter, saying despite a negative COVID test result just earlier this week, she then tested positive today, Sunday, with a breakthrough case. Warren adds she's only experiencing mild symptoms. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, didn't we? And, hey, look, the fight continues. And God bless you for joining in shoulder to shoulder and back to back for the good fight to get this country back on track and to truly let freedom reign. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I got a special guest for you. Hans von Spakovsky is with us. We're going to be talking about his new book that he and John Fonten wrote together. It's Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. He's a senior legal fellow and manager of the Election Law Forum Initiative at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Hans, I got to imagine for what all that you saw happening before your eyes in this 2020 election with your background and your experience as an attorney and, you've been involved with election law for a long time. You had to know right on its face something was fishy before the affidavit started coming up. What was your knee-jerk reaction initially after the 2020 election?
Well, I was really concerned because we had this huge increase in voting by mail with all this litigation filed all over the country by forces on the left side of the political aisle to not only force states to go to basically all bail elections, to mail out ballots to everyone on the registered voter list, but also the way they were working to undermine the security and safety protocols that were in place. As you know, they filed lawsuits to prevent states from being able to enforce their voter ID laws, to stop signature comparison on absentee ballots. In Pennsylvania, they got a court to say that absentee ballots would be accepted even if they were returned after election day, and it didn't matter if they didn't have a postmark on them indicating that they'd actually been filled out and voted by election day. So it was just one thing after another like that going on in multiple states around the country.
How can these talking heads, I'm talking people like, you know, Chris Wallace and others in the media, declare that this was a legitimate election when you have these kinds of discrepancies? I mean, is this an issue of legality versus ethics? What's hanging in the balance here, Hans?
Well, look, first of all, most of the mainstream media, as you know, are political allies of the Democrats, so they don't actually want to look at any kind of problems or issues. And others don't spend a lot of time on this. I mean, you really have to dig down in depth and into the weeds to figure out that there were potential problems, you know, in the election and, frankly, in a lot of the elections that we have going on now. And all of that is because for a long time we've had basically an honor system in the election process. And unfortunately, there are people who are willing to take advantage of that. We can fix this. We can fix these vulnerabilities, but there has to be an effort by, for example, state legislators to do that, some of which actually has occurred this year.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is this an effort that needs to be bipartisan, or in your study that you and John did in this book, did you find that maybe there's bipartisan fraud, or is it just more the Democrats versus the Republicans? I mean, it just seems like, there was... You know, some suspects on both sides, and I hate to use that term, but that just seems to always come up.
Well, what I'll tell you is the concern over election integrity used to be a bipartisan issue. I mean, look, it was just 2005, which wasn't that long ago, that former Democratic President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State Republican James Baker issued a big report, formed a commission to look at election reform, and made all kinds of recommendations like requiring an ID when people vote. But that has basically disappeared in the two decades since then and has become a very partisan issue, which is very regrettable. So most of the efforts, unfortunately, going on right now to basically make it easier to cheat are all coming from one side, and the efforts to try to actually reform and secure the election process are coming from the other side of the political aisle. Now, I will say, look, fraud is committed. That's a bipartisan thing.
Yeah, right.
You have fraud going on by both sides. There seems to be a little bit more of it on the Democratic side. And the thing is, it's not always one party trying to steal the results of an election from the other party. A number of the cases, for example, that we talk about in our new book are folks within the same party stealing votes and trying to win, for example, primary elections. So they're aiming it at folks within their own political party because they just really want to win.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and the other point out of the Carter investigation, which I thought was interesting, because even back then they had forecast the potential problems with mail-in voting, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly did. They talked about how weak the security is on absentee ballots, and that, unfortunately, has been getting worse. I mean, to give you a quick example of this, look, last year, using COVID as an excuse, even though it wasn't a justifiable excuse, a lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and others in Alabama saying, oh, Alabama, you should not be able to enforce your witness signature requirement on absentee ballots. Witness signatures are one of the few ways you can verify that it was really the voter who filled out the absentee ballots, and yet they were trying to get that thrown out. Now, fortunately, Alabama fought the lawsuit, and in the end, they won. No one in the state had any problems voting or meeting that requirement because of COVID, which shows you that lawsuit, it was a meritless lawsuit, and it was simply intended, really, but like I said, get rid of one of the few security measures you've got with absentee ballots.
Well, if they tried to argue that somehow the witness had to invade their 6 feet of distance and spacing, you know, for, you know, COVID distancing and that sort of thing, they argued that. They didn't argue it very well when it came to the observers of the election. They kept them at bay in some cases as far as a football away, but yet they were supposed to observe what was happening while they were counting the votes, right?
Yeah, and that also was not only very concerning, but very suspicious. You know, why were they doing that in Philadelphia? Why were they keeping observers out of locations or putting them so far back that they really couldn't see anything? Well, we might have an answer to that. Just a couple of weeks ago, Bill, and this didn't get a lot of publicity because, you know, the media just doesn't like covering this, but just a couple of weeks ago, a former election official in Philadelphia, who actually worked for a member of the Philadelphia City Council, was federally indicted for, as an election official, she had several polling places that she supervised and hired all the people for, basically creating bogus votes, fraudulent votes, and putting them into ballot boxes. And apparently she's been doing, and she had been doing it in multiple elections for multiple Democratic candidates.
Unbelievable. Well, we've got more from Hans von Spakovsky. His new book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. More from Hans after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We'll be right back.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hans von Spakovsky is with us. He and John Fun have, have written a brilliant book here that is really a blessing for those of us that have been looking for some substantiation and validation that what our gut, what we're seeing with our eyes and what we've been reading about, that there is trouble here in River City. And they address these issues in their book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. We were just talking off air, and I mentioned to Hans is that, if we could rely on our better angels, and if we could rely on a real honor system where people were honorable, we wouldn't need election laws. But we need them, and the fact of the matter is, when you go back historically, cheating has been a part of the American idea, sadly. It has gone coincidental with the fight for liberty and freedom, which, Hans, I got to think that other nations look at us and they say, man, you indict us about the way, you know, our voting goes and all the fraud and everything else, but you guys are as bad as we are, but then you pretend like you're not. And one of the shocking things to me that came out so casually from the Democrats during this election, or post-election, was they said, well, you know, if the truth be known, you know, JFK wouldn't have been elected president had it not been for some cheating in Illinois. And it was all just put out there, just matter-of-factly, like, no big whoop. And, you know, here we are all these years later. It's no wonder we've been kicking the voter fraud can down the road that we have what happened catastrophically, I believe, in 2020. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's fair from the standpoint of that statement about the JFK election shows that they think the end justifies the means, and that if they believe cheating is what's necessary to win, there are unfortunately folks within the Democratic Party, particularly within their consultancy class, that are willing to do that. Again, just very quickly, going back to what we were talking about before, the lady who was just indicted in Philadelphia, the reason she was stuffing ballot boxes was because she was being bribed, it's alleged, bribed to do it by a Democratic political consultant. So that shows what I'm talking about. Look, the problem in places like Arizona and Georgia is, look, the margin of victory was very small. I'm not going to say to you that I think there's massive voter fraud going on across the United States all the time. I don't think that's true, but we do have enough fraud. It happens. It's been documented by journalists and historians throughout our history, and it happens enough that we need to be concerned about it, particularly in close elections. Mm-hmm. And Georgia, with millions of votes cast, was decided by only about 10,000 votes.
Right.
And there were a lot of allegations made and lawsuits that were filed in Georgia about everything from people coming in from out of state who didn't really live in the state and voting there to all kinds of other problems. The issue is that we don't really know the validity and credibility of those claims because the courts there refused to investigate.
Exactly.
They dismissed the lawsuits that have been filed on procedural grounds, lack of standing, you filed too late. I mean, all these procedural tricks, and never actually held a substantive hearing to go through and examine the evidence.
Right.
And because of that, I'm not sure we're ever going to have an answer. Now, we've got a whole chapter in our new book, Our Broken Elections, that goes through and talks about what happened in Georgia. And, you know, one of the issues that came up there was that before the election, again, these liberal groups sued and said, really, you know, you guys shouldn't be doing signature comparison. They shouldn't be comparing signatures on absentee ballot with the signature on file with a voter. That's somehow discriminatory. Now, Bill, you and I both know that's one of the only few ways you could try to make sure it's really the voter that completed the ballot. And so rather than fight the lawsuit, the state settled it and said, well, what we'll have to do, the only way you can reject an absentee ballot because the signature doesn't match is if you have three people reviewing it and two of the three agree that it doesn't match. Well, the result of that is so impractical and so awkward that the result was that in an election in which the number of absentee ballots went way up, because all these people were voting using mail-in ballots for the first time, the rejection rate of absentee ballots dropped dramatically. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense, given what was happening, but that's something that's never actually been investigated or looked at. So, like I said, we don't really know. Were there enough problems to affect the outcome of the election? Well, when you have an election decided by such a small number of votes, the possibility is certainly there, but we're not, I don't think we're ever going to know the answer to that.
But shouldn't we, though, Hans? I mean,
yeah,
shouldn't
we? Should.
Yeah, because the thing is look what happens. In 2016, we elect Donald Trump as president. The ruling class was so shocked that they had to try to come up with some story as to how that this could possibly happen. And we spent 4 years of Democratic resistance, impeaching him, discovery and investigating this Russian collusion that cost the people. I'd say conservatively, they say, on the face somewhere around 25 to 30. But I think if you really did a full analysis, it's probably upwards of $70 million because that investigation is still continuing with Durham. And, so we've wasted a lot of time and money. And what they did was they promoted a narrative that said, well, we had an illegitimate president in office for 4 years. What kind of damage did that do to our country and our standing internationally? And now here we are all over again. And now it's on the shoe's on the other foot with the Democrats, where the people are going, there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million. It's not even plausible. And everything that went on, and you've got hundreds of thousands of votes being trucked up to Pennsylvania in the dark of night. Everybody's shutting down at the same time, suspiciously. Data scientists doing incredible studies, forensic studies on the amount of information that was coming over. You got Dominion saying there's no way we didn't have any connection with the internet. And meanwhile, we open up the hood of a Dominion machine and go, what's this thing? This looks like a modem. And you said you didn't have any way to connect with the internet. Well, it looks like you did. So there's a lot of lies that are wrapped around that's just adding to the confusion. I know people need to read your book to get the full story, but can you give us a 2-minute executive summary of what's the whole truth and nothing but?
Well, the whole truth is that there were many multiple factors in the election. We're never going to know whether, because no one really wants to look at it, whether it affected the outcome. And it was everything from lawsuits being filed that resulted in the rules being changed in the elections in bad ways, to executive branch officials basically saying, well, we're not going to comply with state law on all kinds of things like absentee ballots and elsewhere, basically acting in a totally unilateral method, something that violated the state laws. But to other things, and look, this was one of the big factors, just very quickly. Look, we have a whole chapter over the hundreds of millions of dollars that Mark Zuckerberg and a couple of other very rich liberal donors ended up granting to state election officials and local election officials. In almost all the money went predominantly in grants to places like Philadelphia and Detroit, big urban districts, big democratically controlled districts. And in essence, what they did is they moved the normal get-out-the-vote campaign of the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates into official government offices, using those government offices to get out the vote for their campaigns. And I tell you, that couldn't have happened, and that was made a big difference in the election.
This is the first time I'd heard that they had access to government offices. This is incredible.
It was shocking, but it happened, and that's something states have got to bar, is private grants going to election officials.
I know the Democrats are trying to bake this all in the cake and federalize our elections with H.R. 1 and S. 1. 20 seconds left here, Hans. Can we get back to free and fair elections in this country?
We can. We got to stop what's happening in Congress, and state legislatures have to fix the vulnerabilities in their system, and our final chapter of our book is a list of recommendations of what they should do.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now, Lieutenant Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation. It looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says...
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Martinez here, and we've got John Whitehead, yes, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas. People are not as excited as they were in the last couple of years, but I just hope to come back because Christmas is a great time of the year, and we should be thinking of one another, helping one another, and
exactly
turning this world around to a better place.
Well, you're exactly right. I think the contrast of previous years with where we are now is, I think it's quite interesting, and it's something for America to ponder. It's like, really, I mean, going forward, this is the kind of Christmas, a hopeless season. Is that what you want to live, or do you want to live in a society of hope and faith appreciating the true relevance of what the Christmas season is all about? And, and I'm seeing that more and more, I mean, there are, these areas of reserve that are not complying with the cancel culture and the woke society, and they're still celebrating the Christmas season the way it was meant to be.
Oh, yes. And let's not keep Jesus out of it. More and more people not doing that. There's a reason for this season, folks. It's someone came to help us get our act together, and we haven't done it, and now we're suffering from it. And, you know, I'm on the ledge screaming to people, get your act together, and let's start, because as the way I'm looking at things, after 40 years of research on this, cases I've held in the Supreme Court, over 30 books, I'm very nervous about where we're headed in this society, especially with young people today who are basically just staring at their screen devices and saying, yes, let's go on. Artificial intelligence, by the way, is taking over. That's one thing that's really freaky right now. It's taken over the internet, and it's basically part of the cancel culture. That's why certain words, certain people that we're helping, by the way, get canceled for just opposing a government policy. And well, that's not what America's all about, folks.
Yeah. Well, they want you to check in your minds and rely on algorithms that are, controlled by the technology oligarchs and are going to dictate how and why you should live. Really, this is not what it's all about. And they are threatened by freedom-loving people of faith, especially because we know who we have faith in. It's God Almighty who sent his Son from heaven to earth, you know, for the reason that you just talked about. And that is that we would have a future, a hope, that our salvation would be secure. And that is something that's outside of the purview and understanding of faithless people.
Yes, and the government. I mean,
yes, especially part of it. Yes, go ahead.
Government that's there, especially in Washington, D.C., and, you know, again, it was that really good study by Northwestern University and Princeton, a number of institutions, professors that studied 20 years of policies passed in Washington, D.C., they came to the conclusion we're ruled by an oligarchic elite of 585 billionaires.
Yes. Right.
Who want money. They want our money. They want, you know, to control us. And we're moving. They view us now basically as digital beings.
Mm-hmm.
And this great inner space that we have, our conscience, our thoughts, our faith, they want to invade that with their so-called computers. This idea of singularity that's coming, and they're pushing it heavily. And the metaverse, I don't know if you've been following the metaverse.
But oh, yeah, exactly.
This metaverse thing is going to be a simulated universe. Kids are not going to know. I would say 20 years a day, it's going to be tough talking to some young people. They're not going to know the difference between what is there and what is not there, because with this simulated virtuality universe they're trying to produce, you're going to be having apps that teach you how to eat, what to eat, whether a certain food tastes a certain way. You're not going to be tasting real food. Study this stuff. I've been writing about it on our website, Rutherford.org. These people who are running the show, I'm not sure who they have faith in, but it's not the God that I worship.
Well, without a doubt, no, they are God themselves. I mean, this is really what they're doing. And the thing is, you think, you know, play this out, John. I mean, what are these young people going to do when they have a thought? When they just have a thought, there would be such a disturbance in the force designed by these oligarchs and a violation. I mean, it would be the worst sin that you could commit. And they're in a position to render immediate justice because you had a thought.
Yep, and they're being programmed. I mean, believe it or not, some young person actually saw that I had a Bible. And the first thing that rolled out of the mind of this young person was, oh, you're a right-winger, are you? And I'm going, not really. I'm a constitutionalist. I mean, if you believe in the Bible, you're automatically someone they don't like.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they were saying.
Yeah.
And I was saying, no.
Well, we're kind of used to that anyway. Because look, all you got to do, you clear a room, just say Jesus and watch them freak out. It's so much fun.
Exactly, but they're into the wrong deity. Let me tell you something. Remember, Satan took Jesus to the top of the mountain and said, "Here, you can have all this if you'll bow down and worship me." And he said, "No, man, I ain't doing that." Walked away. That's the type of faith that I like. That's the type of faith I practice. And but there's again is always some sort of religious or spiritual thing going on. We live in a spiritual universe.
Yes.
And the spiritual being behind a lot of this is, in my opinion, I just say it's the devil. I mean,
without a doubt, clearly that's what it is.
We're up against a being that wants everybody into materialism. They want them into hate. They want them into division. They want to control what they think. And the Jesus of the Bible was told totally different. You know, he helped people. He said, listen, if someone doesn't like you, treat them nice. Don't be mean, right. You know. And that changed the whole routine of Roman Empire, basically.
Well, so, here's the king coming down from heaven to serve and not to be served. That in itself is such a contrast of Satan. I mean, he's here to bless. Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy, and he wants us to live an abundant life. And what he does, what he did, was sacrifice himself, going to the cross and rising the third day to keep us free from sin and death. I mean, who else does this, John?
The other day that they didn't do it.
No.
What I'm saying is, and there's a, you know, again, it changed the world. And if we could only practice it in our daily lives and get back to a time where we're helping one another. I mean, there's homeless people all over the country. There's all kinds of weird problems going on. The government's overreaching in every. They're creating a life of segregation now, basically. If you don't have this COVID thing or that COVID thing, you can be totally segregated. They're talking about detention camps and
Well, now we're back to wearing masks and no mask again. You got five states now that are imposing mask mandates. I mean, after all that we've gone through, I mean, again, this is all a manifestation of that which is not holy and righteous and good. And this is why, you know, the Bible's real clear. It says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Well, just the opposite is true. When evil reigns, the people aren't very happy. And this is what's going on right now. And look at the manifestation of it all. You've got an increase in suicides right now. Domestic violence that is going up is interesting. I just read a survey here, John, and most people think domestic violence, that it's men against women. It's actually, there's more instances of women, domestically abusing the males than it is the other way around. But the mainstream media would want us to believe that it's male against female because, that serves a certain agenda for them. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. We've got John Whitehead with us. John is a constitutional attorney, author and founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, written, what are we, over 30 books now?
30 books, yeah.
30 books, wow, congratulations, awesome. Hey, this article that you and Nisha had written together, The Christmas Baby Born in a Police State, Then and Now, this is an interesting contrast that you pose.
Oh, yes. Listen, the Roman Empire were, listen, I will say this, and there were some great writers of the past, such as Philip K. Dick, a science fiction writer, but he says the past comes forward. What I'm seeing right now is the past is coming forward. We're reinstituting the Roman Empire, but we got to really be careful because we got large, monstrous organizations like Google saying they work closely with the Chinese government in imposing their social credit stuff and all that. I got a number of philosophers and some people who used to work with NSA saying China is coming, John. It's coming to America. And when you have our Department of Homeland Security basically becoming a snitch thing, where they're watching everything we're doing from our health status to the Department of Homeland Security doing threat assessments on all homes in America, talking about these detention camps, which have been built, by the way, they're all over the country. When they get ready, they can round us up and take us away. They have the National Defense Authorization Act, which every president's re-up, which allows the president, if he thinks you're an extremist, he can have the military come to your door and arrest you and take you away. And that's actually happened to some people we've helped defend.
Right.
So we're in a country that basically says, we want you to step in line. We want you to move like we want you to. We know everything about you, and they do, by the way. They can turn on your cell phone from a distance and download everything in it. The police have Stingray devices. They drive up in front of your house and download everything you have. They're watching social media all over the country now. They have an app so-called shadow dragon right now, which it used to take 120 days to get a survey on somebody and what they were like. It takes 2 hours now. So they're going on all your social media. The police now have billions and billions, and they share it with the federal government, of license plate numbers and where they've been, where you've parked, where you've gone.
Exactly.
And now we're moving into the Smart Cities program, which Joe Biden's been pushing, his administration, where when you're walking down the street, all the cameras are going to be watching you. They're going to, they can read your emotion, by the way. Mm-hmm. If they think you're angry, I mean, you might have a policeman call up and grab you and pull you away. That's what's being predicted, because I had some friends that were in China. They said they were eating. They were meeting with somebody over there, and they said a guy was just walking down the street, no arms or anything. He said the police drove real quick, grabbed him, shoved him in the car, and just drove off with him. And nobody looked up. They turned their heads like it wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
You know something? Yeah. That may be coming to America, folks, but you know something? You can change it. You can push it back.
Exactly. Well, and it requires us to be united. First of all, you know, as you're often fond of saying, John, and I quote you on this, is that it's knowledge that precedes action. We need to understand and know what's going on, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know that at this time of year, you consider end of year donations, and I want to recommend, you know, we and the show support the Rutherford Institute. It is good ground to plant seed in, and I endorse your investment in the Rutherford Institute for all the great work that John and Isha and the team have been doing on the on behalf of freedom for America. I mean, you got to know where to invest in. Right now, we're forced to invest in some dubious ideas brought to you by Joe Biden and this administration to the tune of trillions of incredible amounts of money, of our hard-earned money. And this is an option for you to do something that is consistent with our constitutional beliefs and the belief of a free America, and that is to donate to the Rutherford Institute. John, if people are so inclined, give them the website that they should go to participate.
Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org. Sign up to get our weekly newsletters, our commentaries, and we do a lot of legal cases too, dealing with these important issues. And I'll be honest with you, it's tough dealing with the courts today. A lot of those people in the courts today are not listening to what we're saying, and they're not a civil liberties court. But we can change it, like I say. Teach your kids the Bill of Rights in your home. They're not learning it in the schools. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet you can grab and use and teach your kids, and let's start getting educated. I mean, Bill's right. Education precedes action, and I'm telling local communities to exercise the 10th Amendment and start nullifying some of these crazy things we're seeing, these red flag gun laws and stuff, and they're going to come after people's guns. I mean, that's a new trend that's been happening over the last couple of years, but it's going to pick up.
Exactly.
And you
heard, speaking of... Yeah, and speaking of guns, you heard what Governor Newsom in California was trying to do, was to twist the logic and argument of the abortion laws and apply it to gun control in a state that is so controlled anyway. I mean, it's incredible. It's never enough for these progressives.
And you're using the right word, control.
Yes.
They want to control us. They see us like, you know, again, like digital entities. And let's see, what do you do to digital entities? If you want to correct them, if they don't get corrected, you delete them.
That's right.
And like I say, we're helping people who are getting deleted from the internet just because they disagree. But hey, we have a First Amendment that says you have a right to free speech.
Yes.
Let's start fighting for that in our local community. Set up civil liberties oversight committees. Take over your local city councils and just let's start fighting back, folks, because we only have, I'd say, listen, we have a decade.
I mean,
Elon Musk has now announced he's moving forward with his Neuralink. That's a chip that we implanted in your brain, and our brains, people that will do that will be fusing with the internet. They'll become robots.
Yeah.
And that's the future, folks.
Yeah, exactly. And all this conditioning that we've gone through for COVID, it's preconditioning to that end. Right now, it may sound outlandish. I mean, hey, we've read about it in the Bible, the mark of the beast and all this.
Yeah.
And here you start to see, okay, I can understand. I mean, before I didn't think, how do you get everybody to comply with this? Well, we're seeing it now. I mean, in states, yeah, you just scare them. You if you don't come in with a vaccination card, proof of vaccination, now it's not just the one, but you got to have what, at least two jabs and a boost, and before you can have dinner in a restaurant, in a public restaurant. I mean, this is absurd what's going on.
And the courts are backing it. That's the other thing. But that doesn't mean we should stop fighting, and that's the end. I mean, look at Jesus Christ. Did he just cower away and go, I'm so overrated, I will do anything you say? No. Mm. He stood in the very end. He told Pontius Pilate to beat it.
Yep.
I mean, in that meeting he had with Pontius Pilate. I always love that scene where he basically says, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You
yeah.
go away.
Yeah.
But that's just a long time.
You do you, boo. I'm going to do me. That's
what he said, right. Beat it. Yeah. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, you know,
yes.
because I'm here to do it.
Right.
And we all have a job in this world, and that again is to fight for freedom, fight for our neighbors, and move these governments back. As James Madison, who wrote the Constitution, said, basically, the Bill of Rights is there to protect the minority against the majority. If the majority of people running the government are billionaires and all they want is your money, we're going to start pushing back, folks. There's not going to be any freedom pretty
yeah.
soon.
Without a doubt. John, in this article that you and Isha wrote, I mean, you talked about Jesus. You gave other practical examples. We got about a minute and a half, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Alexander Solzhenitsyn. There's other heroes along the way who did exactly what you're talking about. And these are great examples for us.
Yes, read Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He said the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. Mm-hmm. And he saw it. Hitler had him executed a day before Germany was freed, by the way, by the Allied troops. There have been a lot of great people that have taken stands, and we must remember them. We ought to be teaching our kids. Listen, if you have children and they don't know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer are, if they're teenagers, start reading some of his great books and
yes.
his poems from prison, stuff mm-hmm. like that. He was a great man. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was another guy who fought for Christ in Soviet Russia. And you go down the line, there are a lot of good people out there that have stood for freedom, and people in this country have done the same thing. You're doing it, you know, Bill, and we just need to keep doing it, and there's only one hope, folks, and it's you.
Exactly. Well, John Whitehead, Merry Christmas to you and Nisha. Thank you as always. Appreciate it. Look forward to continuing the conversation next year. He's a constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Again, go to the website and participate with the rest of us who are joining in and teaming up with the Rutherford Institute for the sake of our constitutional liberties. John, remind them of the website to go to one more time as we close.
Yeah, go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org.
Tim, I'm so grateful for John Whitehead. I mean, he's become such a dear friend, and we just so believe in what the Rutherford Institute is doing on behalf of freedom. And freedom is for all. It's for all Americans. I mean, this is what we're realizing, you know, and hopefully you caught that interview and that discussion at length with Horace Cooper. We were talking more, I guess, in some sense, philosophical, theological. But, you know, when you get down to the underpinnings and the infrastructure, you know, infrastructure seems to be something that people talk about. But you have to even consider the infrastructure of our morality and our government and how that's been compromised. And what makes up that solid infrastructure? And, you know, the thing that's amazing is that all this damage has been self-induced. This has all been done by, you know, our supposed thought leaders of our country who think they know better and that they can handle all this without God. I mean, in the history of man, that has ended up into one incredible joke and a farce, not to mention devastating to the people that come under that rule. We've got more coming up. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.